One of the big questions for the 114th Congress is the legacy of newly reelected Speaker John Boehner. He's got another chance. Will it be a continuation of being defied and laughed at by the Tea Party obstructionists in the GOP? Will it be as a productive legislative leader speaker or some kind of reluctant hugger-in-chief up there on Capitol Hill trying to get lawmakers to work together for a change? Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, joins me now with some thoughts on this. So welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
Boehner's sort of on notice here. This is his last chance to get a real legacy, maybe.
Well, it might be his last chance to get a real legacy, but he's being pulled in so many different directions. That part of the story isn't new. But boy, was this brought into stark relief earlier this week on the House floor, John, when 25 Republicans voted against John Boehner in the election for Speaker of the House. Speaker of the House doesn't happen automatically. You got to be elected. It happens on the floor, and it's in a vote for the whole House. Now, 25 Republicans may or may not sound a lot, like a lot when you consider that there are 240-something Republicans in the House, but that's the highest number against a Speaker in his own party in over 100 years. It was a lot. Now the question is, in the aftermath, what about punishment? What happens to the people who voted against the Speaker? You know, John Boehner has faced a lot of criticism from his allies in the past, that conservatives who buck him, that Tea Party members who are ruining bills or making it impossible to get deals or voting against him for Speaker, as some have in the past, that there hasn't been any discipline, there hasn't been any retribution. Well, John, there was some this week because a couple of members have found that their plum committee posts have been taken away after voting against John Boehner on the floor. A couple of people come to mind. Dan Webster is a moderate Republican from Florida who actually ran for Speaker, got a lot of votes, got 12, which is a lot in this era, got votes from some of his colleagues. He's not particularly conservative himself, but he did run for Speaker. Rich Nugent is from Central Florida. He's a third-term Republican who voted for his friend Webster. Now, both of those guys had spots on the Rules Committee, the Speaker's Committee. It's a plum spot. People want it. And then after that Speaker's vote, Nugent and Webster found out they were off. Now, I spoke to Rich Nugent about his decision to vote against Speaker Boehner and why he did it.
It was really a, you know, a statement to the Speaker that I'm disappointed in regards to the direction we've been in.
A protest?
Yeah, you can call it that. I want to get the attention that don't take me for granted. I think you hear that from a lot of members. Don't take us for granted. And I would suggest to you that I think he is not going to take us for granted.
But he is going to apparently put Nugent on the, you know, subcommittee on cat hair.
Well, right. I mean, I see where you're going with that. He's going to be in the wilderness because he voted against the Speaker. And maybe John Boehner is responding to his allies who say, hey, man, you have to get tough. You can't have these rebels running around sort of wagging the dog. Well, here's the dilemma. John, more than 20 conservative groups wrote to Boehner and said, no retribution. They've made this public, conservative talk radio, now putting pressure on John Boehner. Don't have any punishment for people who voted against you. These are our allies. You're still the Speaker, and we don't want to see retribution. Well, Rich Nugent had a meeting with the Speaker yesterday, so did Dan Webster, and it appeared that John Boehner was possibly reconsidering the decision to keep these two fellas off the Rules Committee, other retribution that might be in store for other members. There was another member who said that his sponsorship of a bill was taken away from him directly after the vote. So listen to John Boehner here in a press conference with us reporters yesterday when asked if these decisions were final and whether or not he's going to exact discipline or whether he's going to let it slide.
We're going to have a family conversation, which we had this morning, about bringing our team together.
Kumbaya Boehner.
A family conversation. Now, family conversations can be kumbaya, John. They can also be, as you know, extremely unpleasant.
Yeah. The holidays
and personal.
Are not so long ago, yeah, right.
That's exactly right. The last thought I'll leave you with is that many members have been complaining that in voting for Boehner, these are Republicans, they already have Tea Party and conservative challenges back home. So discipline, letting it slide, vote for Boehner can mean trouble for a Republican in this era.
Well, thinking about the backstory, that'll be fun to do as Congress gets going here. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much as always.
You got it, John.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.